drunk text, romance, next morning nonsense, queer comment for bed. Queer comment for bed. I like your voice. I wanna be a drunk text, romance, next morning nonsense, queer comment for bed.
you just heard Sober by Childish Gambino. This is It's All About Perspective with DJ Sweetfig.
And Remy.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Today is a special day because we got two guests in the studio. Introduce yourselves, starting from the left.
Hi, I'm Ryan.
And?
I am Vib.
All right, I like that we don't do last names. We keep just the right amount of anonymity.
We want some mystery.
Just right. In case they make fools of themselves.
You guys want
to? No one will know who they
are. No one will be able to
Except
find them.
I'm pretty sure I'm the only Vib on this campus, so.
Is Vib a popular name, though?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. I've never met another Vib.
You're the only Vib I know.
There's like Vibos. But like
it took me about six times, if you remember, to understand your name the first time you said it to me.
People think it's Fib. People think it's Bib.
I thought it was Bib.
People think it's Flub.
Flub? Have you actually gotten that? Because I can't believe that.
That's just a nickname, a little inside joke.
You know,
Zach Pierce was given to him.
Pierce.
Okay. Yeah. Well, do you guys want to tell a little bit about yourselves? Ryan, what do you do on campus? What are you into? What's your major? What's your life goals? What's your favorite color?
I'm an international relations major. I'm a senior, and my favorite color is blue.
Okay.
solid color to choose.
Viv? Yeah, generic, but we'll accept it.
I'm a senior as well. CBS bio, double major, aspiring doctor.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize we were in the presence of,
an aspiring doctor.
And favorite color? I'm going to go with a royal blue.
Royal blue. A friend of mine, his favorite color is battery charged blue.
I couldn't even begin to tell you what that is.
Is that like that blue?
Well, they have no idea what you're talking about because they can't see.
For your sake, I'm not sure.
It's a Crayola crayon. You know how they have those weird names?
Yeah,
there's
they
a
do.
Crayola crayon called Tickle Me Pink, which is how we always say it. You have to say it like that. Ryan, give me it.
Tickle Me Pink.
There it is.
All right. Well, we're going to listen to some songs and then we'll hear more from you guys. Sound like a plan?
Sounds good.
Sounds amazing. And I got neighbors that more like strangers. We could be friends. I just need a way out of my head. I'll do anything for a way out of my head. In my own way, this feel like living. Some alternate reality. And I was drowning, but now I'm swimming. Through stressful waters to relieve.
The sun's up. Yeah. Cash.
yeah, that's all you pay. Got a resume in an ashtray. You ain't working for nobody, but oh yeah, the city moves through you, baby. Oh yeah, the way it comes to you, baby. You don't need to try it all. The way it comes to you, baby. Scripture, what your daddy reads. You a bad girl, he must be a priest. You ain't praying for nobody but liquor in your family tree. And your mama, she went with the priest, told you to stay on your knees. Pray with the wind in your hair, nothing can take you back there now. Oh yeah, that city moves through your veins. Oh yeah, the way it comes to baby, you don't need to try it all. The way it comes to you, baby. Oh yeah, the city moves to you, baby. Oh yeah, the way it comes to you, baby. You don't need to try it all. The way it comes to you, baby.
Avenues fighting it is hopeless, sinking in your ocean, just like he designed me to do.
You just heard Come Back to Earth by Mac Miller, followed by Subway Car by Mark E. Bassey, followed by Blue, without an E, just B-L-U, by John Bellion. Of course, we got to get some John Bellion
in
there.
Yeah, of course you do. I mean, his new album just dropped. We got to give it
Glory
some love.
Sound Prep. Interesting. Yep. I don't know That's how I feel name? About Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that name.
Any idea what it means?
No. Do you?
No.
I thought this was
very
a,
much a question you that know I didn't the answer. Have an answer to. No.
Okay, very interesting. Well, I wanted to talk about especially while we have Ryan on here, because I went to see Bohemian Rhapsody with him.
Oh,
which have you two seen?
No, I have not.
Okay, so here's a little discussion that I always have with Ryan. Ryan and this, I don't know if this is because he's from LA or these are some shenanigans here. Ryan is the toughest movie critic ever. Every time we come out of a movie, I'm always like, "Yes, that was amazing. I had such a great time." And Ryan's like, "Yeah, I thought it was pretty good."
He came home and we asked him, and he was like, "It was all right."
Fine.
What were your faults?
I just wanted them to like go deeper into Freddie Mercury. Yeah, yeah, I feel like it's kind of like surface level, and I really wanted to get like inside Freddie Mercury's head.
Which I've heard similar thing. Like Rami Malek apparently wanted them to go deeper too.
Because which they do, but I think he's such an interesting figure, and they didn't really like. There's so much more that they could have done.
Isn't it told through the eyes of his bandmates? It's not.
No, so
how would they tell it? Well, he's the main character. He's the point of view character.
Yeah. But it is like about the band, I would say, and not really about Freddie Mercury. And I think a lot of
people... But it's still told through him.
Also, yeah, Freddie Mercury can't have written it because Freddie Mercury died in 1980?
Like 1991, I think.
Okay. Before we were born.
Definitely before the movie came out.
yes. Before the script was written. So I thought it was very good. I really enjoyed it.
How was the music?
Music was awesome because it was Queen.
It was Queen.
So. It was Queen.
Right, but I'm saying, like,
how did they do it?
Yeah, how
like,
did they?
Yeah, how did they incorporate?
I think that the Rami Malek like lip dubbed everything, so it was like the original Freddie Mercury like Queen songs.
Was it because I saw don't think so somewhere really? That they had other singers who could do not impressions per se, but who had similar voices.
That's interesting.
An interesting choice for anyone that like knows how movies are made a little bit and things is obviously things are not shot in the order that they are shown in the movie. They shot the Live Aid concert, which is like they have him like his walkout as the first like 2 minutes of the movie, and the movie finishes with the Live Aid concert, and that's like the biggest moment. Obviously, it's like the climax of the movie, kind of is that last Live Aid concert, and I found out I know that from interviews they shot that on the first day,
really,
which is kind of funny. If you think about it, is that a move by the producers to say like, "All right, well, if this guy can't do it, let's pull the plug on the movie, like get someone else to do it." Is that just an audition without an audition?
I think they vet their actors and their singers way before that. I don't think they would get all the way to the first day of shooting and then cut it if it didn't work. They must know that it works before they, because that's a huge risk. Because so much,
every movie is a huge risk.
Yes, but if you get to the first day of shooting, there's so much that's gone into it before then.
Yeah,
so much money, so much time, so much effort. I don't think they would pull the plug like that. I don't think they would go that far unless they were sure.
So why have that such an important or that biggest thing beyond the first day? I don't know. That's a director producer's choice.
It might have been convenience, like set locations, what availabilities there were.
All right.
Because I mean, they have the storyboard like from the get go, so like they can like work whatever scenes they need to at whatever times they need to. So like,
all right. Well, I like the idea that they did it just to like audition him and not audition him and be like, it's okay. Let's not produce this movie.
Just a side note, I was researching who was singing the songs, and basically it said, so obviously Rami Malek was playing Mercury, but he wasn't doing the singing. So the solution was, according to this article, to take recordings from Queen master tapes with additional vocals recorded by Canadian singer Marc Martel.
So they added some music. All right, the more you know. All right, well, let's play some more songs. When we come back, we're going to have a live song from Remy.
That's right.
And the first time, I don't know if you've played in front of crowds and everything, but normally it's just me, and we've had maybe one guest in the studio. This is the largest radio in-studio audience that we've had on the show while Remy's playing.
Don't make me nervous.
While Remy's playing a song live. So when we get back, we'll hear from Remy.
Here on Namek, we'll be focusing on the mental.
You guys remember that Macklemore song?
Pour a glass Let go, come on. Escucha como digo tu nombre. Desde Medellín hasta Londres. Cuando te llamo la mala responde. No pregunta cuándo, solo dónde. Te dejas llevar de lo prohibido, eres adicta. Una adicción que sabes controlar. Y te deja llevar lo más caliente en la pista. Todo lo que tienes demuestra pa' que lo dan. Mordiendo mis labios esperas que nadie más está en mi camino. Nada tiene por qué importar, déjalo atrás, estás conmigo. Mordiendo mis labios esperas que nadie más está en mi camino. Nada tiene por qué importar, déjalo atrás, estás conmigo.
Say my name, if you love me, let me hear you. Say my name, I am dying to believe you.
All right, you just heard Soul Surfing by Casket Club, with a K. Casket Club with a K.
Yep.
Not club, though. Followed by Say My Name by David Guetta, BB Rexha, and J Balvin. Vib, you've heard of J Balvin before?
Oh, of course, dude.
What do you mean, of course?
Dude, he
I have
on...
not.
What?
Or wait, let me say that the way Remy... I love when Remy hits me with a, what do you mean? What do you mean? That's
a saying. That's a saying in
that's
our household.
That's a saying around our house a lot.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
Oh, well, I'm not around your house a ton, so that's, especially for me especially, that's a Remyism. I feel like I get hit, I always hit Remy with something, and then he hits me back with a, what do you
it's
mean?
It's definitely a Remy phrase, I think.
Yeah, I actually think
it's Clinton's.
Clinton is
really?
The one that started it.
Clinton, which, who is your housemate?
Who's my housemate? Yeah.
And guys,
my...
you have to contextualize things. Yes. We need to show you guys
there.
The ropes
I was getting there. Yeah. Who's also my roommate sophomore year. I picked up a lot of his mannerisms. I'm sure he picked up some of mine as well. The what do you mean is one of the big ones.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay. I'm known to have some isms.
A couple.
As they've been dubbed. I can only think of a few, though. Well, maybe you guys,
happen.
These Things Happen is probably one of my favorites. I wrote this song for you when it's a, when a song that comes on.
I've never heard you say that.
Well, because I haven't written any songs for you.
Whoa.
And here I thought we had a special relationship.
The show's, guys, we're breaking up right now. This
everything's
is the moment
falling
it
apart.
Happened. Well, Remy, you want to get us going with your song? You want what song are you playing today?
So, hold on one sec.
Bring the mic with you so you can hear, so people can hear. Yeah.
So, you know, a couple weeks ago, Dylan played the song Human by John Bellion.
Great song.
Which is a fantastic song. And I haven't really been able to get it out of my head in that time frame since we played it. So I thought I'm just going to play it,
okay,
and maybe that will help. I don't have a...
Have you tried singing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star in your head? I heard that helps.
Haven't done that in a couple years.
Okay.
Know, since I was, you know, five.
Since you passed the... Okay.
But I didn't know that was... Anyway, there... don't have any loops for this one because it's not a song that... it's a song that changes its chord progression from the chorus to the bridge to the verse, so you can't loop the same chord progression over and over again. So we're just back to the good old days of a single guitar.
Okay.
And a single voice.
Well... Hit us with it, and you got live audience. Well, you have live audience in two senses, actually. So, give us a strum. There it is. All right.
All right.
Enjoy a Remy Kumar original.
Well, not an original song, but anyway. Fear that I'm not living right, so I feel guilty when I go to church. Then pastor tells me I've been saved, I'm fine. Then please explain to me why my chest still hurts. I spent 4,000 on the Martin McFlys, yet I'm still petrified of going broke. There's someone gorgeous in my bed tonight, yet I'm still petrified that I'll die alone. I'm just so sick of being human. I'm just so sick of being human, yeah. I'm just so sick of being human, yeah. I'm just so sick of being human.
mother calls, I have no time to talk, but I can find the time to drink and smoke. Took 15 hits till I can barely walk. I threw up on the lawn, I can't find my phone. I got no nuts to tell the one I love that she's the reason that I wrote this song. And that's some coward stuff, I know it sucks, but Lauren, call me when you hear this song. I'm just so sick of being human. 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 I'm just so sick of being. I'm just so sick of being. I'm just so sick of being. I'm just so sick of being human. No, no. I'm just so sick of being human. No.
Nice job.
Wow.
Thanks, friends.
Guys, now's your opportunity to be extremely honest with Remy. Is he good?
Nope. Nope. Don't be honest. I don't want to be.
Nope.
Now, it's been revealed I've been lying to him this entire time. They're like, wait, why is he playing this?
We've been tormenting our listeners for 2 years.
All right. Well, we're right on schedule here. We haven't I was going to say impervious, but that's not the right word. Immaculate, I believe, is the word I'm looking for. Ability to get Remy on at around the same time every week.
Maybe about the half-hour mark?
About the half-hour mark. So I want to expose Ryan again here.
Absolutely.
It's
your first time on a radio show, right? Okay, so it's like it's a rite of passage.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. Well, there's an H word that we need to avoid on Tusk Campus, especially. Yeah. But Viv, I also want to ask you, have you listened to the show before? There it is. Wow. Okay.
I listened to your show freshman year when you had your 4 a.m. time.
Oh, right. Yes. There's some context here. So Vib, this is before Remy came on. This is before.
This is before I
right
even
when
knew
I
Remy.
My first semester, I was Thursdays at 4 a.m. and I had an average of 3 to 4 listeners at that time, and I knew that one of them was always Vib because the man that didn't sleep. The man was nocturnal.
An insane monster back then.
Yeah, I would come.
This is freshman fall.
This is freshman fall.
No, freshman spring, right?
Freshman spring.
Oh no, sorry, okay, freshman spring. Yeah. But I would just I would see all who are you with? Ben.
It was just me.
It was just you.
It was just me.
But sometimes you had Trevor and Ben come along with you, right?
Nope. That was Sam and Trevor. They're friends of ours.
Okay. Well, they lived on our floor freshman year. And the whole herd of them would just kind of leave, come to the show, and then I just opened a tab on my laptop because, you know, I was just doing some work.
Because you're a good friend.
Yeah, opened a tab on my laptop.
But what I'm hearing is since then, he has not pulled us up.
Since we've been a duo,
it's just because I hate Remy. I know that Remy's bad, and I didn't want to.
To the first show where Remy sang.
Okay, but how about since then?
I listened to it a couple of times in Spain when I was abroad.
Giving us an international audience.
Here's why I bring this up. It's because Ryan and Vib are two very close friends of both of us.
It's true.
And they don't listen for some reason. They don't listen. Who's man's, guys?
You need to remind us better.
I'm pretty aware of our social media, I think, right before the show pretty often. I do
all
it on
time.
Snapchat. Dylan does Snapchat and Instagram.
I've done Instagram.
I'm pretty
man.
Aware of the show. It's just my lack
at
of...
They like, call me Dylan.
drop a follow.
With periods in between.
Another ism.
Interesting you say that. This is not really a noticeable thing, but for some reason this weekend I got 4 friend requests, which is very odd.
Too,
yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Instagram?
I don't know how Instagram works.
Were they at least like people you knew?
People I knew, but still,
like,
you know,
seniors,
not a normal thing to get that many.
Did you just like meet them like this weekend or something? You're like,
no.
Just totally random.
Yes, I don't know where it came from, but I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
For you.
Social capital.
All right. Well, we got a few more songs to play, so let's get a few more out there, and then we're gonna come back.
Sounds good.
as I probe the skies that shine above.
Sneak me a wristband. What would you give me? Give me, give me, give me.
You just heard Free by Graffiti 6. Not spelled out 6, not S-I-X, the number 6. These are important details here, guys. Heaven's Gates by Fall Out Boy and Small Pools by Over and Over. No, did I do it again?
You did it again.
I did it again.
Over
I
and
always,
Over by...
The third time, the third song, of, I always switch up the artist. Over and Over by Small Pools, I'm going to call them that.
That song by Graffiti 6... You know? Do you know? Do you guys remember back in the day when before Spotify was a thing and iTunes would sometimes have these songs that you could download for free?
Yeah. Yes,
yeah, that was one of the ones that I downloaded for free when I still had. I only had was an iPod Touch. I didn't even know Spotify existed. That was one, and it was. It stuck
that's
with me until
crazy.
Now.
That's
yeah, because that, that was probably over 10 years ago.
That's kind of an interesting thing in marketing and pricing. It's kind of a nerd thing to like get into, but like. I have that view a little bit where I'm like, oh, if the song's free, it can't be that good. So I would never download
that's true.
Them.
I would never
yeah,
download
well,
them,
I would always give, like, at least demo them. And, you know, sometimes they have to give them out for free because it's a new and upcoming artist who doesn't have the presence
also,
to get people
but
to pay for it.
Remember the time when Apple just, like, pushed the U2 album onto all of our phones?
Yeah.
No.
Yes. No, you
what are you talking about?
They just like put it on everyone's phone.
Everyone's phone just got it. Like I just looked in my library. It was like before I downloaded any music, honestly.
Oh,
like
I didn't know that. Is that why? Wait, I have a U2 album.
Yes, that's probably why.
Yeah, that's
why.
Probably what it is. Yeah.
Which is a shame because
I didn't know.
I think U2 got maybe a bad rap because of that, whereas they're, you know, a pretty awesome band.
Yeah.
That album was, I think, pretty subpar for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why they agreed to do that.
I just don't think they expected the backlash.
I didn't realize that's
made a better album.
They did. What's I was gonna say that you gave the context of like, oh, this is someone like that might need someone coming up and free songs. Let's be honest here, 11-year-old Dylan was not that open minded.
Well, 11-year-old Remy was.
Apparently 11-year-old Remy was extremely open minded. Well, guys, we got 2 songs left. Let's throw one more on and then we'll come back in and give a nice little goodbye. Sound like a plan?
Sounds good.
Sounds like
all right, let's get that song on.
Kiss me on the corner with your hand in mine.
All right, you just heard Drive by Glades. Now, we got a little bit of time here, and we got to do our classic PSA time.
I got a PSA for you.
Awesome. Remy's favorite part of the show.
That is not correct.
True. Go ahead.
Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Brian, you've got some thoughts on this PSA.
I just don't know if it's real.
Yeah, I'm kind of questioning the validity behind that.
Would it change your mind to know that people like Mark Zuckerberg and Edward Snowden cover their cameras up? I feel like those guys have a pretty good handle on what is and
that
is not real when it comes to
that's fair. But
malware
that's also
in the tech
like,
industry.
That's fair, but I don't know what I'm doing that like I need to cover up.
That's true.
I've thought about this.
Like
if someone's looking
look at
my
face.
Yeah, if someone's looking through my camera, here's what they're I guess no one can really see it, but they're literally seeing me just dull face staring at the computer screen while I'm like typing an essay.
Like, furrowed brow or
have you guys
like
seen
that.
There's a Black Mirror episode about this where somebody hijacks people's cameras and gets a lot of incriminating information about them and makes them do things by threatening to blackmail them with the information they have via the webcam.
I haven't seen Black Mirror, but I really would like to. I've heard it's very good.
I've been meaning to start it for like... So, I've watched like episodes here.
I'm a one show at a time kind of guy, so I'm on The West Wing right now and I'm not watching anything else.
Mirror. Fantastic. Like, don't watch anything else. The West Wing might be the greatest show
I'll
ever
get through it. I'll get through it. Well, guys, Ryan, Vib, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for
we got one last song to
us.
Listen to with everyone. Yes. Sorry, what'd you guys say?
Thanks for having us.
Okay. We're all kind of like in my ears over there. Well, this has been It's All About Perspective. I've been DJ Sweet Fig. And you've been?
I've been Remy.
We got Dance Music Express Music Series, which are normally Wednesdays from 4 to 5 p.m., but they've been subbing for the show after us recently. So stick around for some more music
for
a good
time.
Get ready to dance. In honor of us seeing Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh,
this,
wow.
Yeah. In honor of us seeing it, this is the movie. And just to spite Ryan a little bit for not liking the movie,
but
I'm going to
really
play
like
it.
Queen, so.
I'm all about it. So we'll see you all next. Oh, sorry. No, let me stop myself there for a second. Ryan, Remy, are you going to be here next week?
Ooh.
I will be here next week.
I might not be because of Thanksgiving.
It might be a solo Dylan show next week, but
maybe I'll show up.
Tune in to find out. Yeah, we might boot Remy off.
I'll bring my keyboard.
Whoa! Excellent. We'll see you all next week.
Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter.
you to the fire.